the Masters Marathon.
Is Jack Nicklaus hitting out of a berry blind?
Welcome back to the Teed Up Golf Pod. Middle of the Masters, we are doing a cut review. It has been carnage on the first 2 days at Augusta National. I'm joined by a man who sat out for the preview. He's a bit salty about it, but we've got him on for the after the cut review. Ty, what's going on, mate?
Not a lot. Not a lot. I wasn't cut that I got left out. I was just had a lot of feedback from a lot of people that poor old McGill is all I'm hearing. That bloke had to carry the weight of the podcast in that preview.
Was it his request, mate? Was it his request that we cut the bloke who knows nothing about golf, which was you apparently? But anyway, we'll move on, mate. Huge, huge start to Augusta National. It's one of the best Masters opening two rounds in recent memory. Just the test of golf that these guys have had. Absolute carnage. Like I mentioned, what did we learn? It's going to be a very exciting weekend. And there's a three-way tie at the top from, you know, we all expected Scotty Scheffler to be up there sharing the lead tie, but Max Homa and Bryson DeChambeau are leading with him, all sitting at 6 under. And if that's not enough to get your bloody up and about for the weekend, Tiger Woods is going to play at Augusta National once again. Five-time champion has now made the cut on 24 consecutive Masters appearances. Great start to the tournament, Ty.
Ripping start to the tournament. Yeah, so going into the weekend with sort of three of the big names in world golf all tied for the lead. And you've also got that sort of LIV versus PGA Tour storyline and the Scotty Scheffler, can he continue his dominance and sort of elevate himself into greatness? Yeah, there's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great viewing, and I've sat up and I've lost a lot of sleep over the last 2 nights, but hey, it's been worth it. Let's just talk about the Friday over there at Augusta National. The wind was absolutely howling. The only players to shoot under par on Friday at Augusta National. So Ludvig Åberg shot the best score of the day, which was a 69. So that's a 3 under. Colin Morikawa, 70. Pat Reed, 70. Max Homa, 71. Tommy Fleetwood, 71. Keegan Bradley, Adam Schenk, and Sepp Straka all shot under par. Everyone else in the field, so 89-man field, everyone else apart from those guys, shot even par or above for the day, which is absolutely nuts. The average score, the scoring average for the day was +3. So the best players in the world all congregated. It just shows what a beast this golf course can be when the weather shoots up. And I've absolutely loved it. Watching them all cover their eyes like from the sand, like, you know, stepping back off tee shots. It's been, you know, Ty, we've spoken about how easy it is sometimes for these PGA Tour players, live players playing the courses and the setups they've got. But seeing the best of the best in these conditions, it's so good to see.
Yeah, we don't get to see it all that much. See that, like, as you said, the best of the best have the ability to show off just how good they are. And it's been really good to see over the first 2 days, like a lot of sort of shortened follow-throughs and punchy sort of shots under the wind. Whereas week to week on the PGA Tour and LIV Tour, you just see a lot of stock shots just through the 35-degree temperature, no wind, to soft greens, which can get a little bit monotonous, whereas seeing them have to really think their way through shots and get a little bit creative makes it a lot more exciting for us as viewers.
Absolutely. Some of the big storylines from the other big dogs, who a couple have made the cut, a couple have missed the cut. The cut line fell to +6 for those who haven't been watching, but McIlroy will be around for the weekend. It wasn't easy for him. He shot 5 over 77 on Friday to finish 4 over. 60 players among the 89 that started have made the cut, like I mentioned before. John Rahm, the defending champion, birdied 15 and 16, really clutched up. Like, they were big, big long putts. Bogeyed 17, but then parred the last, the placement 5 over par, so fell inside the cut line. But another guy, and I'm not going to dance on his grave because it's pretty unfortunate, but Justin Thomas was even par for the tournament up until the 15th hole, when he went double, double, bogey, double to finish 7 over and miss the cut by 1. On that 15th tee box, tie, he was a 99% chance to make the cut, which is absolutely incredible. It's like he gave me his golf clubs for that, like, back 5 holes and said, here you go, Q, have a swing, mate. But yeah, it just keeps getting better and better. One amateur made the cut. So Neil Shipley made the cut. He was runner-up at the USAM last year, so it's great to see. But the Australians, mate, 5 of the 6 who pegged it up have made the cut at Augusta National. Unfortunately, our great mate of the podcast, Jasper Stubbs missed the cut, but the media stuff the young fella did, and even just a couple of messages back and forward with him, he felt like he played well, but the conditions were just another beast, and that's the level he's got to get to. So good on him. But let's quickly run through the Aussies and talk about that. Cameron Davis, sort of the forgotten man of Aussie golf, leads the charge at 3 under par.
Yeah, Cameron Davis, probably not the Aussie that everyone had predicted at the start of the week to do well, especially with the strong winds forecast and him being more of a scientist, as McGill claimed him to be earlier in the week. But he's just been methodical with his irons, and obviously his putter seems to be working as well, and he managed to keep the big numbers off the scorecard so far. Yep. And yeah, if he goes out tomorrow, he's a big chance to get out there and shoot another 2 or 3 under, and who knows what can happen on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. We can expect it to still be quite windy, but it's going to be a bit more subtle over the next couple of days. So I saw Scotty Scheffler interviewed post-round. He's looking forward to the weekend being a bit calmer. He's only 5 back, Cam Smith, and I don't think he's played amazingly, but he hasn't played badly. Obviously, the conditions are very testing, but his short game was definitely on show, and I reckon we'll see Smithy up there. I reckon we'll see him up there in the final groups come Sunday.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And Ryan Fox, he's sitting at 1 under, tied 8. He's plus 2 under total. Him, Smith, and Cam Davis, all exactly where you want to be going into the weekend.
Yeah, Jason Day, Minwoo kind of fell in, both at plus 4 for the tournament. And then Adam Scott actually fell in once the cut line fell to plus 6. So Scotty didn't have the best day. He had a plus 2 today. It was obviously plus 4 the day before, but Scotty fell in on the number with plus 6. So, 5 of the 6 Aussies, not bad. Some big names missed the cut, like Victor Hovland, as our great mate McGill said. I think he's been on a Kentucky tour since the Ryder Cup, so he missed the cut. Sam Burns, you know, past champions in Bubba Watson, Jordan Spieth, and last year's Open winner Brian Harman, plus 9. Like Wyndham Clark, you know, everyone had high hopes for him, plus 7. Mate, it's just beating these guys up, and it's such a pleasure to watch.
Absolutely, and yeah, you can throw Dustin Johnson in there as well as another big name who people predicted to do well, and Jasper Stubbs actually finished ahead of him just looking at the leaderboard now, so that's very good result for young Jasper. But yeah, big names missing the cut, but there's still plenty of big names up the top, thankfully, and Scotty Scheffler hasn't got out to a 5 or 6 shot lead like we feared he would, and it would be a bit of a nothing weekend, but not to be.
We're on. I still believe Scotty Scheffler is the man who's going to win the tournament. He hasn't played amazingly, but he's made a couple of mistakes, but he's just so good that he gets away with them with his amazing short game. So, and he's actually been lag putting really, really well, which is the wind. Like as a pro tie, you'd know the wind in these conditions. And we play down here, on the Bellarine Peninsula. The wind gets up. You remember Bowen Heads in the sands. Once the wind gets up, putting is so much harder than in those soft conditions, like soft, slow conditions. What do you think? What do you think these guys have been doing to make sure that they're not, you know, three putting every green?
Yeah, I guess one thing, you know, a lot of them would just instinctively do when they are putting in such strong winds is probably widen their stance just a little bit. So they've got a bit more balance, but they would just be really trying to, I guess, like get the speed spot on, and always trying to just allow for that wind to take effect in the last few feet of the putt. And, you know, especially on the lag putts, trying to just give themselves the easiest, most makeable second putt possible. But it was interesting watching Jason Day putting with his big, crazy big pants on. he backed away from more putts, and even like standing on his full swing shots as well. He backed away from more shots because of the wind than any other player that I saw on the telecast. And you'd have to think that those pants would have been a bit of an issue. Like catching the wind like they were and fluttering around, not ideal.
I like it. I like his kit, mate. I'm on the Melbourne bandwagon, so I'm no comment there, but fair enough. He might have flown away if he hadn't have backed off. But, mate, huge weekend coming in. We're going to do a recap, obviously, after the final round, which will be amazing to see who's going to be crowned the 88th Masters champion. But if you can make one prediction and something that you want to watch and see over the weekend, what would it be?
My prediction is Scotty Scheffler will just be too strong and consistent over the next 36 holes, and he'll be putting another green jacket on it in a couple of days' time. But what I really hope happens is Homer and DeChambeau put up a good fight and, you know, make it very interesting on the back nine on Sunday. And it's great to see Ludwig in his first major start ever, not just first start at Augusta, but first major ever. He's in with a big chance also. So if he could jump up a little bit, that'd be amazing too.
Yeah, it'd be magnificent, mate. I'm on the Cameron Young bandwagon now. I love the way he goes about it. Hits the ball like a Rolls Royce. He's only five back as well. And, you know, can get really streaky. So Cam Young's my guy to watch over the weekend and watch him rock it up past these guys and hopefully have the jacket on. And Pat Reed, obviously, is my tip. And Koepka, like, Brooks Koepka's still thereabouts. Like, he's only like six or seven shots back as well. So anything can happen. We can see how quickly a quality player like Justin Thomas can rack him up and how quickly this tournament can flip on a dime. And, you know, we might see a surprise winner come Sunday night, mate, or Monday morning here for us. But, mate, thanks so much for joining me at short notice, getting this out to the listeners. And this is just for the people who didn't get up early to watch the golf and want to go into the next couple of days and know what's going on. So thanks, Ty, and happy watching.
Thanks, Q. Enjoy the next couple of days.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from Producers Clubby Sports Network. If you enjoyed the show, then it would be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, subscribe, tap the bell, leave a review, or even share it with your friends. If you want to get in touch to share feedback, suggestions, or to advertise with one of our podcasts, then email hello@producy.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.